Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth drama.
Welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-Word. And I'm joined by my fantabulous new co-host, Miss Drama, in the building. And of course,
hey,
hey. Say hey, Miss Drama.
Hey, hey, hey.
And tonight, we're lucky enough to have my homegirl, Stephanie Turner Aldridge, creator and producer of the Women in the Bay and the Bay Wives. So, if you want to holler at us, the call-in number is 347-826-7435. Once again, we got Miss Stephanie Turner Aldridge in the building. And the call-in number, if you want to holler at her and if you want to holler at us, is 347-826-7435. Or if you want to just talk to Miss Drama and you won't talk to nobody else, you know, her number is... Anyway.
No, thank you.
Anyway, starting off the show, I mean, I've done it unofficially, so I'm just gonna be official. Shout out to my homie Phil. Things that white people do. Constipated goldfish. Man, goldfish is constipated, so he had it operated on. Costing 300 British pounds, which comes out to, in American dollars, $454.27. I guess.
To have the goldfish operated on.
Yeah, it was constipated. He couldn't let his little goldfish boo-boo out.
So. That was $400.
$454.27 in U.S. dollars, 300 pounds in Britain.
So, he has to be really attached to this one particular fish, because a goldfish costs like how much?
Goldfish, you can get goldfish for like 50 cents or a dollar at the pet store. And, I mean, you know, you say he's attached. I mean, he was like, yeah, he knew that the goldfish was constipated because he had a lump blocking his bottom. Yeah. I mean, you know, I've seen many goldfish. I can't say that I've ever noticed their bottom. Maybe I wasn't looking hard enough.
Irrelevant. I forget how they eating. Only. They eating. How they getting them constipated? This fish was malfunctioning, it sounded like, and he just should have replaced it.
Wow. It's like that with you?
Fish is not like a dog. You can't get attached to a fish.
Obviously, you don't know nothing about goldfish. Him and that goldfish had a special bond.
That was some bonding. They bonded.
They bonded. He knew that the goldfish was constipated.
That fish don't give a damn about him. At least your dog will try and help you if you get into. That fish don't care about you.
It's a different kind of relationship.
I don't get it.
They have some Aquaman telecommunication going on we don't even know nothing about. See? Stop hating.
Okay, so the fish is like, help me out, I'll help pay you back.
Pretty much.
They got a deal.
They got a hell of a deal.
That's crazy. I know people in relationships that don't take care of each other that well.
Why are you bringing relationships in it?
hey, this is a relationship between a man and his fish.
Right.
It's comparable to a man and a woman.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. I'm going to agree to disagree with you on that one. We just going to move on, because when we compare goldfish to relationships between man and woman and relationship between man and a goldfish, I don't know. That means world ending tomorrow.
Man,
we might not even we're not even getting to tomorrow if it's like that. So
that's where I'm at with it.
But you know, it, as a shout out to you, my reaching out, my love to you, Miss Drama. I always gotta find something from your native state of Oklahoma.
Here we go with this again.
It's no hate. It's all love. I mean, you know, Play-Doh had they have some issues with their new toy.
Play-Doh. Okay.
Yeah, Play-Doh, they found in Oklahoma, the Oklahoma TV station, they showed what they call an extruding tool that the kids is playing with that is in the shape of a penis. It's a Play-Doh dispenser. It looks like a straight up penis.
It looks like a penis.
Straight up. Plastic see-through. I'm like, wow.
So the Play-Doh come up out of it, like.
Yeah, and because the grandma got on the mother, like, how you going to buy a sex toy for my grandkid? And mom was like, what the hell are you talking about? And, you know, she sees it and it's like, where the hell you get this? And daughter's like, yeah, I'm my Play-Doh kitchen set.
Wow.
Yep.
That's really out of line.
Pretty much. They
really kind of seems like they oversex everything.
Well, I'm like, somebody had to notice. I mean, because anybody with eyes, I mean, I'm guessing Stevie Wonder could have saw it. It was, you know, it has some penis-like qualities. I'll just say that. Had the head of a penis and everything.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, anybody just Google it.
I'm going to have to Google that. That's,
it's the funniest thing going. It's like, shout out to Play-Doh. Which is traumatizing some kids.
They partnered with Hustler magazine or something?
Obviously, Richard. You know, Mr. Flint, Larry Flint, then went and bought Play-Doh and was like, putting his stamp on it.
Wow.
Yeah, but that's not even the worst thing that I saw. There's and you're my woman expert, so when it comes to womanly things, I will have to ask you. There's a New Mexico woman who tried to sneak a gun into jail in her genitals.
Okay, wait.
Yeah, she.
In a Mexican jail?
No. New Mexico, which is in the United States.
But that's not.
Yeah, it's the United States.
It's us.
Yeah. She tried to a gun inside her vagina. And I'm going to assume that it was loaded, because a gun with no bullets is kind of useless.
Kind of.
Yeah, so I'm going to guess that she had a loaded gun inside her vagina, and she's just like walking around casually. She's going through the whole bend over cough deal and everything.
And it popped out?
No. Somebody else saw her drop it in the trash can and ratted her out. She had got through with it. But that's not my issue. My issue is, as a woman, I mean, you know, you might not be able to articulate it But the whole walking around comfortably with a loaded handgun inside you,
right?
You know, I can't contemplate it. Is, you know,
I cannot either. I cannot fathom, like.
Yeah, I mean, she's obviously walking around comfortably because nobody caught it.
Nobody. I mean, that's stuff I just don't believe.
Hey, it happened.
Yeah, this is crazy. It's crazy. It's really beyond me.
Josephine McAllister.
That's her?
Yep, Josephine McAllister. So, I mean, fellas, if she,
Josephine.
Yeah, if she ever get out, watch out. You know, because she could come over to your house strapped. You won't know.
You won't even know it. Wow.
Woo. Yeah.
Well, shout out.
Yeah, shout out to Josephine. Keeping it mad real.
That's how you do it.
Obviously.
You want something done, you gotta do it yourself. I wanna know what kind of gun it was. It like a little 22, a little.
Doesn't matter. I mean, cause I'm stuck on the loaded part.
I mean, it, like you said, it wouldn't have done her no good without no bullets.
Right, that's what I'm saying. So I know she had to have the bullets in there, unless she had the bullets separate.
She is what they call the truth.
Woo! Yeah. So don't fool with her. Cause she could be anywhere. Anyway, we're gonna move on to this last. One of the jurors is suing so they'd be able to speak out in the Michael Brown case. You know what I mean, those of you who don't know Michael Brown, if you don't know, then anyway, one of the jurors want to be able to speak out about it. And I'm like, why? You already had your say.
I mean, yeah, you chose to
not guilty.
Right. Even yeah. Though
and let me tell you what they said. He or she alleges that the prosecutor was incorrect in saying all jurors agreed not to charge Ferguson Police Officer Darren Wilson. And I'm like, well, if you didn't agree, then you would have just been the lone dissenting voice, but you punked out.
Right. So even if you didn't agree, when it came down to it, it was everything was in agreement, right?
Right.
Yeah, so something changed, or?
Well, I mean, basically, they're suing for the right to get paid.
Like, they're suing for the right to get paid off of.
Right, because, you know, there's going to be views and all this other. I'm like, man, I don't want to hear nothing you got to say. I already heard what you had to say.
Right, you already fucked it up.
Pretty much.
And that's just, I don't know, because I don't really get it.
Well, I'll say it. I mean, if I'm on the jury, it's hung. I'm like, you guilty.
Right. I'm a standalone.
All right.
How I feel, like, exactly with my whole heart.
Right. Way to the left. Mm-hmm. He's guilty.
By myself, however it has to be.
You can't tell me anything else. Yeah, so, I mean, I'm sorry, he would have got off on the hung jury and whatnot, but I would have held my ground. I mean, we could sit there for months.
Right.
You know, it's jury duty. I'm getting paid from the job, too. No, I ain't never coming home.
Yeah, and until it's fixed.
Guilty.
It's harder to do what's right. And people get off a lot of times by just doing what's easier. It was easier to agree. And I mean, maybe for the good.
Hey.
This tailspin ever, like, you know, set us free, I guess, to really say.
Hey, well, I mean, we free to say whatever. And if you want to make a statement, you go on record and say, hey, I dissent. And you stay dissenting because that was the right thing to do.
Exactly.
Not coming out now, hey, you know what? The way they presented the evidence.
Right, like you said, their only motivation behind that is the money.
Right. So, whoever the hell you are, Michael Brown jurist, you can't kiss my ass because I ain't going to invite you to kiss my ass. But you can kiss that goldfish's ass that was constipated. Get it all up in your nose.
Oh, man.
And on that note, we going to go on break before we have Miss Aldridge on the show. This is my homies, Radio Galaxy, Field Trip.
Calm.
together you got smooth drummer. Smooth drummer.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N Word, and my fantabulous co-host, Ms. Drama. That was the homies, Radio Galaxy, Field Trip. And without further ado, I think we have my homegirl on the line, Ms. Aldridge. Welcome to Smooth Drama.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Oh, thank you for coming on. How
What's
you doing?
Going on?
I'm good. All right. Well, you know, I want to talk to you about it. I know you did the women in the Bay, and you talking about doing the Bay Wives, or do I have that backwards?
You got it backwards.
All right. So now you did the Bay Wives, and now you're going to do the women in the Bay. What makes you want to do a civilized reality show? I mean, I ain't seen nobody get beat up, no titties popped out or nothing. I'm like, come on.
Yeah, you won't see that either because no one has done it in the Bay Area. I wanted it to be different. I wanted it to be uplifting versus what you see on the news and what you hear about the Bay Area. There are some good things that people do here in the Bay Area, not just me, but every city, every community. We have like over 700 different organizations in each city. No one shows the good things that we do. So I just want to portray that on the show.
So you trying to have positive images of black women, really?
Exactly, for real. So you won't see no fighting, no pulling no hair, no throwing no drinks, none of that.
And I think that's really good. I think that's a brilliant catch to make a reality show.
Yeah.
All right. So that's your motivation for doing it. So now going forward, what can we look forward to as far as the Women in the Bay goes?
You can look forward to women supporting one another because they all are I have actresses, singers, dancers, film directors. I actually have award-winning filmmaker Sandra Smith. She's one of my main casts of Women in the Bay. Along with Elise Hollywood Evans, she's she does her own talk show. She does photography, and she just does it all. And then I have radio personnel Conchessa Bryant from 4U Entertainment. I have Tequila McClinton. She's an artist. So I have a number of women that are doing big things in the Bay Area, and you know they just deserve the recognition. And people need to see how we as women go to other places, uplift small business owners. We have them on the show. We exploit their businesses. We support different organizations and what they do, like Diversify Family Services. Every year they give away Christmas toys to kids and families in need. South Hayward Parish. They feed families Tuesday through Friday. I mean, good food, not just the canned stuff in the bag of rice and beans, you know. And the winter homeless shelter for the homeless. We don't have a permanent homeless shelter out here in Hayward, California for that, so we opened up our doors for a temporary winter shelter for the homeless. So that kind of stuff you will see on the show. And just the women in the Bay going into schools, talking to young girls, how can they get moved forward in what their career, what their goals are. Teaching the youth how to be team leaders, how to organize and fundraise and put shows together and stuff like that. In order to get through to the youth, you have to get through them through what they love to do. Some love music, sports, you know, talent shows. You know, acting. So we portray all that.
Okay, so when can we expect to see new episodes?
You can expect to see Women in the Bay probably in the middle of 2015, probably around the summertime. We started introduction already. But right now it's on hold because everybody is doing different things, finishing up their shows and their album and things like that. So we want to get everybody together so we can do more stuff together instead of getting, you know, it's, you're going to see their individual lives as well as them coming together, doing stuff together. So we want to make sure everybody have a clear calendar.
All right.
All right.
Well, I'm a go stalk you on the low, low.
Okay. And you, we also have a Women in the Bay reality show fan page on Facebook. So you can also follow us there and see what's going on. They'll be posting here and there the little things. So you'll be seeing more of that.
All right. So you're trying to give back to the youth and do positive things. So,
exactly.
Is this going to be something that you eventually want to put on TV, or is it strictly going to be an internet show?
Well, you can go to YouTube and watch the Bay Wives now, all our past episodes from 2013. Women in the Bay, I'm going to shop it to major networks and see what happens. If not, that'll be on local channels in the Bay Area, so it will be online as well.
Well, I mean, because I know you're talking about shopping it to the channels, and I'm gonna take an educated guess that when you show them that and they don't see no fighting, no thongs getting pulled off or stuff, they're probably gonna look at you like, really?
But look, you have the Braxtons on WE TV. I love that show. I don't see none of that, but I think it turns up, you know, here and there. But I don't see that on that show.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping somebody will pick up some positivity along the way.
I'm with you. I hope you get picked up. You know, I
know, but you still want to see some teeth, some shirts fly off.
No. I mean, because I personally don't really care for the genre in general. The same old ignorance every show. So
right.
I saw yours. I see Grandma. You know, Grandma got me all teared up. I'm like, I can't watch this no more. I'm miss my grandma.
That's the reality of it. Like, that's what it all was.
Exactly.
So, I mean, you know, I commend the positivity. I mean, I probably honestly wouldn't even be talking to you if you wasn't about positivity.
Something about it.
I appreciate it. Yeah, and I also have a youth group called We Rock With Talent. I get kids into local artists' videos. If they have talent, I exploit their talent with their parents' permission, of course. My daughter is finishing her album up now.
Can you stop saying exploit?
I mean, you know what I mean. I'm sleepy. It's been a long day.
She said the good exploit. She said the good exploit.
Exactly.
Fan page so I can exploit your kids' talent.
Oh, God.
Just saying, you know. Sounds good, but that one word, you know, it's like exploiting your
kids. Yeah. I'm sleepy. It's been a long day. I've been up since 4 o'clock this morning.
Well, I thank you for coming on, and I wanted to tell the people where they can find your show, and they can find you in general if they wanted to be exploited.
Well, if you have a youth or a child that has extremely good talent, you can find me on Facebook in my youth group page called We Rock With Talent. Just ask to join the group, and I will add you to the group. You can also, again, type in Women in the Bay and like the fan page. And you can personally befriend me on Facebook, Stephanie Turner Aldridge.
So my marginally talented kid can't get no love? Had to be extremely talented.
I mean, you know, they have to be talented. You know, some people have their kids and they send them on the X Factor and they can't sing a lick. And I'm sorry, but if I'm a judge in the audience, I'm going to have to keep it real because that's the type of person that I am. Now, if I think you can perfect your talent or make it better, or I can make you better, then yeah. I mean, I don't turn no kid away because everybody is born with a gift.
No, trust me. That's one of the things I hate karaoke is because I believe in there's the 17ers because 1 out of 18 are good. The other 17 should stop.
Yeah, where there's lacking one talent, you're having more in another area.
Yeah.
Like you might be good behind the camera filming with me, you know, or you might be good as a production manager, or you might be good taking photos.
So you're taking intern?
Right now, I'm trying to work with these colleges out here in the Bay Area so they can get their hands-on experience in the film world.
All right. I mean, that's why I'm saying, you know, because I want them to, you know, those listening, anybody interested in, you know, one, getting your talent exploited positively.
Mm-hmm.
Or if you're interested in being behind the camera with Miss Aldridge.
Yeah, or even if you just want to invest in what I believe in, what my vision is, and you want to support the youth, you can also support that way too. Become an executive producer or a major investor.
All right. Well, you want to repeat that one more time? Because I think I may have influenced some of the words you said. You tell them where they can catch you one last time before we let you get the rest.
Again, my name is Stephanie Turner Aldridge. You can catch me on Facebook. Just befriend me. Go to my We Rock with Talent youth group page. Ask to join the youth group. If you have a talented youth out here in the Bay Area that's talented and want to pursue their career in film, music, dance, whatever their talent is, I can help them get along the way. And make sure y'all go get Lili albums. It'll be out soon. Check her fan page out, Lili Thomas, and like her music. It's on SoundCloud, Reverb Nation, Leandra Thomas on YouTube, and De Facto Music Group page on Facebook. You can find all our artists there.
All right. We'll be looking forward to it. And of course, when you're about to go back, when you're about to come back out, I'm going to holler at you. Holler at me so that we can come together and talk a taste on it.
Of course, of course. I'll be hollering at you too, Drama Radio.
All right.
All right, thanks for tuning in, young lady. God bless you.
All right, have a good one.
You too, bye-bye.
All right, bye. All right. That was Stephanie Turner Aldridge, creator and producer of Women in the Bay and the Bay Wives and 5,000 other things positive here. So if you're trying to get down, you heard what she said, hit her up on Facebook. She got the fan page. You know, if you want to try to get your intern on, like she said, you're going to have some talent. If you want to try to get your sing on, you're going to have some talent. You know, there's a...
She said everybody got a talent.
Yeah, but some have realized what their real talent is.
just not that talent
that you think you have in the shower.
Right.
Your homie's like, man, that was an ill verse you spit there, son. And it's like more than one verse. Because if I hear another song where you say the same thing 45 times in a row.
45?
Yeah.
Name one song that does that.
I can go with Mike Jones. And keep on going down.
You know he'll be out here tomorrow?
Okay. Tell him I said hi. I'm thinking we gonna go on break here, and I'm gonna shout out to my homie. I'm all into nepotism. It's my homie Kali, not Callie. as he'll tell you in a minute. Here I am.
Yeah. The name gave by my Nina. And then my grandma called me Kylie, so I took it and ran. The cops saw me drop the streak from my hand. Getting up spots high in the hood, but never that all city rider. Repping the good to get my city higher. My homies know me how I've been inspired. My circle moving while they spinning tires. Focus my vision till my brains be wired. My heart stained, eyes fired. My lost loved ones living my raps. Came up betting on sports cards and craps. I went from comic books, sports cars, and ads. Rolling with street cats, holding gas, but wasn't there with that. Buddha, but never told it to shoot her. Money always on my mind, so I was on the ground for food. Only went to school to make my brother happy. Hope I did you proud. Still on that 9-to-5 hustle, banging my music loud. Written some of my illest lyrics at the workplace. Guess you could say I'm getting paid double time, so I work late stacking. Already made it happen. Wife, you got a bun in the oven. I'm in the stove. Priorities of a husband got me running to the spot that's got the bomb hot chocolate. Just thinking about my seed, keep me higher than a rocket. My work ethic and effort about to reach bounds and leaps. Have these rap clowns and sheep. So here I am, standing where I plan to be. I ain't living for myself no more, I'm living for my family. It's money on my mind, but for a different reason now. Not the man I used to be, young, dumb, and running wild. My reflection in the mirror smiling back at me, I love it. Still about this music, but I'd rather be a better husband. Not the man I used to be, but now I get it, I was wrong. Cause the man I'm turning into's the man I've been all along. Guess it was there the whole time, you could say I lived the life of crime. Victimless, with no hands on a pistol grip. Picture this, a pair of shrooms and the speakers in my room. Fabric softener in the tube to the skies of chronic weed fumes. I put bubblegum in jars, I kept my urban. So it came with different smells and held sale when I was serving. Had that big red cinnamon, watermelon and winter fresh. Berry with a special Merry Christmas, that's never been impressed with Boo. If it wasn't mine, the folks that I smoked with. New Year's got a rest, they had to quit. My parents stressed, I learned my lesson when I lost my L's and homies wasn't calling. I ain't having whip to super with and no longer was calling. They dissed me, bunch of followers, but I ain't tripping. Thinking back, that's the reason why I live how I'm living. I'm in the books now, we're trying to get better at being me. Under a year away from 30 and my daughter's blooming endlessly. Married almost a year, baby coming in a half. At least another 4, I sell my house in 5. I did the math and everything is happening how we planned it. Still learning not to take my life for granted. Believe me, nothing was handed to me. My street mentality still in me, but I'm more controlled. Gorilla Kelly from the state of gold. Hating's getting old, my optimism sizzles on the surface. Cool, collected, nowadays I'd rather vent than be the lyricist that wrecked it. So here I am, standing where I plan to be. I ain't living for myself no more, I'm living for my family. It's money on my mind, but for a different reason now. Not the man I used to be, young, dumb, and running wild. My reflection in the mirror smiling back at me, I love it. Still about this music, but I'd rather be a better husband. Not the man I used to be, but now I get it, I was wrong. Cause the man I'm turning into's the man I've been all along.
By my fantabulous new co-host, Miss Drama, and that was the homie Kali. Here I am, off his new EP. Here I am. There you go. And here we are. And of course, Miss Drama, you know, you remember AIDS when AIDS first came out, and they was talking about, hey, you know, AIDS might have started when some black dude had sex with a green monkey. Remember that?
I remember.
Yeah. Well, now they've come out with the first Ebola boy likely infected by playing in a tree full of bats.
And where? Where? What country?
Oh, in Guinea, in Africa.
Somewhere over there. From bats? Bats carry Ebola?
Yeah, 2-year-old boy called Emil Uwamuno from Guinea may have been infected by playing in a hollow tree housing a colony of ants. Because, you know, that's what two-year-olds do. They just go unsupervised and play in hollow trees filled with infected Ebola bats.
They do in New Guinea.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, like, it's just communicable, or it had to bite it, or...
Look, just like with AIDS, I believe this Ebola strain was created in the laboratory and released to kill a certain segment of the population in the world.
Right.
So to come out and say, oh, yeah, it may have happened in a hollow tree with infected Ebola bats in Africa. Yeah.
Mad.
Yeah, like there was that one horny dude, he saw them green monkeys and was like, I got to have it.
Yeah, well, they just come with that. So right now, Ebola is like supposedly what, at the standstill?
Well, I mean, supposedly 6,000 to 7,000 people died last year from Ebola.
Mm-hmm.
And as I've stated often on this very show, more people have died in the United States over gunshots than Ebola, quadruple that number.
Right.
So, I mean, Ebola obviously is not that dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they're trying to scare you, and then they want to try and blame it on little black boy. Oh, yeah. That's where it came from, but I don't believe you.
Right, right.
Will never believe you. Keep playing in a tree full of bats. Come on. Come on. Just like I saw they're coming out with a new miniseries on CBC, which I don't even know what channel that is, and I will not be watching. Called The Book of Negroes.
The Book of Negroes.
Yeah, it premieres tomorrow on CBC, and it's based on some award-winning novel called The Book of Negroes, and it's about Aminata Diallo, who was kidnapped from her village in West Africa as a girl and forced to be a slave in South Carolina, and she escapes and she marries a guy, and it's about their love story.
So The Book of Negroes is a fitting title, but it makes perfect sense. I get it.
Yeah, I don't, and I will not be watching that slavery set love story.
I don't know if I will or won't. At least need to see something.
Yeah, see, we can sit down and watch it and hold hands and sing Kumbaya as we see the love story just blossoming in front of us in the midst of slavery in South Carolina. Yeah.
That's going to be pretty tough. I know they're going to try and make it as, like, realistic as they can, you know?
But you know what? See, but the whole love story. See, I'm like, look, I'm tired of slavery, miniseries, movies, whatnot. Look, I saw Roots. I was there for the riot when Roots came out. You know, we had riots at our school all week, and we had a whole forum and everything. I saw 12 Years a Slave. I have read my history. I've read about every slave revolt, I don't need to know nothing else about slavery. I don't want to see no love story set in the times of slavery. Like, that makes it better. They found love, even in the midst of the cruelest of the cruelest.
Wow.
Fuck that.
Yeah. I'll check it out.
Yeah, you tell me what happens. I'll just tell them.
I'm gonna let you know.
All right, they can also kiss that constipated goldfish's ass.
They're gonna have to be standing in line though, cause everybody.
Hey, he constipated. he got enough for everybody. I'm saying he got a lump. He had a lump. They had to operate. That means he, you know, build up back up, waiting to be kissed and released.
Wow.
Yeah. And speaking of release, man, there's Arizona. You know, I know why Chuck D made that song by the time I get to Arizona. Outgoing Tucson school district official, former state senator John Huppenthal, who helped pass a law that was used to ban a Mexican American studies program from Tucson schools, where he argued that the courses had bred resentment against whites. This dude came out and said, teaching hip-hop illegally promotes ethnic solidarity and the overthrow of the U.S. government.
Wow.
Yeah. Because, you know, he said it also makes them hate white people. Because, you know, the truth is too much.
The truth is too much, right? I mean,
you know.
That's a touchy subject. There's so much I could kind of say, but.
Well, you know you can kind of say it. I mean, ethnic solidarity, that's a bad thing, ethnic solidarity.
They've been teaching that, you know, since the beginning.
Well, I mean, basically.
You know how powerful that music is.
Well, how powerful it was. But it still is.
It still is.
It,
right, but it's still getting through to these schools.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it's funny. He's like, yeah, how dare you teach any history but the lies that we want to teach you.
Right. That's exactly what he's saying.
Like, what? Man, they teaching hip-hop lyrics, positive lyrics, Rage Against the Machine, and all that other stuff, and explanation of hip-hop by rappers like KRS-One, Public Enemy. Like, no. Why are you teaching that?
Right.
Why would you do that?
Just to keep us 10 steps behind, whatever.
Well, it's more like 500 steps, according to this fool. You know, he says he's against it because that Mexican American history class, it taught from the Mexican American perspective, and it violates the ethnic studies laws restrictions against advocating ethnic solidarity because it includes substantial Mexican history.
I mean, like, I'm lost. I don't.
He's like, yeah, it's like teaching what really happened.
That's what you're supposed to do. Like,
no. No. How you gonna teach this? No, see, because basically he's saying it's just like, you know, the American history here, you know, it's like, yeah, slavery, but you guys got freed by Abraham Lincoln, who never freed his slaves, by the way.
Right.
Something that they don't talk about. It took his wife after he died to free the slaves.
To free the slaves, exactly.
Now, and here's that scenario there. Now, you imagine we working in the house. And you hear the rumors, like, what? He gonna free the slaves? He freeing the slaves. Oh, shit. Wow. You know, we dancing in the back. Yeah, we go.
We the first to go, nigga.
Yeah. Then all of a sudden, he's like, Yeah. All slaves freed in states that are in rebellion. You motherfuckers better go get me some coffee.
And get that smile back on your face. Jeez, that's crazy.
Yeah.
You know, that broke some people's hearts.
Right, yeah.
For them to still, like you said, have it written down in history that he freed the slaves. And that's like...
Yeah, he didn't free his...
What was going on.
On. He didn't free his own. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's the greatest hurt. They sitting up there, they in the house like, we not free? We can't be free?
You know, they thought they was Gucci.
Yep. But they...
Yeah, nowadays.
They end up being aluminum foil. Anyway, the point is, this dude don't want the truth taught. Right and left. Come on, y'all. Why y'all letting them teach the truth? It's funny how that goes.
No, it's not funny.
But it's funny, but it's not funny. Because it's like,
right, that's what I'm saying. Like, it's ludicrous. It's like beyond, I don't know.
Yeah, beyond ridiculous. Mike Tyson ludicrous.
Yeah.
You know, it's like he got the nerve to teach these people the truth. Come on now. They're teaching their real history about what really happened. I mean, I keep repeating that because I don't think folks understand that he has an outrage that you would be learning the truth.
Right.
If you was learning bullshit, he'd be like, yeah, no problem.
Cool. Bring it on.
Yeah. The policemen are your friends. They're here to protect and serve.
That's nothing but the devil.
Right. Oh, man. I mean, it goes along with that Michael Brown juror. Everybody wants to tell the truth and be about the truth after the fact.
Yeah.
So long as they get something out of it.
Right. Well, 15 minutes of fame.
I'm not understanding how this can get passed. But, you know, speaking of passing, I like to talk about research and how they come up with this foolishness for research. I found something, though, some research that I thought was very, very interesting, and I thought I should share it on the show. According to some research, experiencing trauma early in childhood can lead to, like, mental health problems in adolescence and adulthood, which we know, but it can also have an unexpected upside. I mean, one, they say it helps you deal with a stressful situation later in life. Like, yeah, we know that. That's stupid for you to say that. Yeah, it's like what don't kill you make you stronger.
Right.
But it also says that in the behavioral effects of trauma can be passed down to the next generation. It says, the research says that this transmission only takes place with the trauma's negative effects, though, such as depression, because they did it on mice. they said that the mice, you know, they kept the mice away, the father away from the kids. And so the kids still exhibited the exact same things that he was doing, even though he was nowhere near them. So all his trauma was passed down to the kids. Now, just think about that for a second. So technically, if we have slavery, and that trauma is passed down generation to generation, wouldn't this technically be like a validation of that whole argument, the psychological chains of slavery?
Oh yeah, it's definitely that's one of the most valid things I've heard, you know, because it was called the 300 years. The plan was for 300 years. What is that called? What am I talking about?
Yeah, well, I mean, it went on forever. I mean, it's
right, but the plan though that they had generated.
Well, I mean, there was the alleged Willie Lynch plan.
Right, that broke us down like over 300 years. It would like break us down, like, which that's what they did.
Right. So technically, I mean, if this research is right and you can inherit the stress of the generation before you, you bring in that trauma into a new life.
Right.
It's kind of fucked up.
It's very, very fucked up. But the only good part about it is that, like you said, if it only, even though it only brings or passes down the negative parts, you're still going to get that positive aspect out of it eventually.
What positive aspect?
Like dealing with the stressful situations, you know, later in life.
Well, I mean, we can say definitely, I mean, that they were strong people. Because there are some folks who sit up here and have the nerve to say, yeah, man, you know, them dudes, they was tripping, slavery, whatnot, letting that stuff happen, blah, 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 blah. And forgetting that, yeah, it ain't quite as easy as you make. There were a lot of revolts.
Yeah.
Gabriel Prosser, Denmark Veazey, the most famous one, Nat Turner.
Right.
The Maroon Societies. There were a lot of revolts. A lot of people that was out there shooting. But these hardcore cats that's out here now who are real hardcore when it comes to killing their own people, but wouldn't lift a finger if it was about defending those same people that they down to kill in a minute, are the same people who wasn't there, the same passing down, we talking about passing down generations of cowardice, real easy to snitch. I mean, because when we talk about stop snitching nowadays, that should have been in like
800
when you were snitching on the slave revolt to free your ass.
Right.
Like, I don't want to be free. Master, give me crumbs.
I need that.
Abraham Lincoln loved me. Anyway.
That's part of that brainwashing.
Oh, way past that brainwashing. You know, I mean, I think some folks need to take a look at that.
They definitely should.
Stop snitching. You're a little late. Just a little bit. I mean, you don't want to snitch on these dudes. But you ready to snitch on somebody who want to free you.
And free you and others behind you. Right. Not just affecting yourself, but to help other people.
All right. Well, on that note, for Ms. Drama, I'm Mr. F the N Word. Special shout out to my homegirl Stephanie Turner Aldrich.
Yes.
For the Smooth Drama Adventure. And we out. Peace.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama. Together you got smooth. Drama. Smooth. Drama.
All right. That's what I'm talking about.